So it's great to be here with you. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Janie. I'm the Children's and Families Leader here at St Giles, as well as up the road at St George's. And today with Nico and myself and a few other little surprise guests, we're going to be leading you in your service. I'm going to need 7 people to come and help me, though, with my next bit. It's nothing too scary. I just need you to hold something simple. So the first 7 people to the front, don't all rush at the same time, would be really, really helpful. Young or young at heart, however you may feel. So I'm going to need 7 people. Fabulous. Do you want to just... Yeah. So I'm going to need you in a line. We've got 2. We're close to 7. They're coming slowly. Fabulous. Fabulous. Do you want to all just line up here? We're getting there. Fabulous. While a few more are just coming up, I would like you to hold this sign up. Okay, so you've got S, you've got H, you've got T, you've got A, you've got R, can you have V, and you can have E, and you can just help me organise this lot. Okay, so we have got all these letters. Can you hold them up high so everybody can see? Can anyone take a guess what word these letters might make? Harvest. Well done. So your job now is to get them all into order to spell harvest. Can you do that for me? Begins with the letter H. Yeah. So what happens if you don't end up getting a card? You just get to be my little helper. So we've got H over there. Got upside down A. Perfect. Love it. We all shuffling along. H A. Can you hold it up high? Fantastic. Well done. That's not your only job, so don't make yourself too comfy sitting down there. So today it is our harvest service, the time that we celebrate when the farmers gather their crops, and we're thankful to God for all that we have. Okay, you've got the next word now. So the next letters, if I don't call out your letter, could you just like shoot back a little bit? So if you are the letter A, fabulous. E and T. If I haven't called out your letter, do you want to sit down? So we should have the letters A, E, and T. Oh, we got A. Fabulous. A, E, and T. What word does that make? Eat. Fabulous. Can you get yourself into order? Oh, actually, you've got yourself into order. Got yourself into order before I told you. So eat. So our next word is eat. What is your favourite foods? What's your favourite food?
Anything Indian.
Anything Indian. Who here's like Indian? I love a good Indian. What other favourite foods have we got? Yeah?
Toast.
Toast. Fabulous. Any other favourite foods that anybody would like to share? We've got one over here. What's your favourite?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Yes, I love a good bit of chocolate. What's your favourite food?
Cereal.
Cereal. Good start of the day. Anybody else want to share what their foods are? I'm going to come to the back. What's your favourite food?
Avocado.
Avocado. Ooh, good choice. Well, all of those foods there are really exciting. Did you have one you wanted to share? What's your favourite food?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. I love a good chicken nugget. My son's favourite food is chicken nuggets. We're really fortunate that we know that we've got plenty to eat. And so at harvest time, we're also thinking about the word eat. Okay, the next word. Do you want to all stand up again? So if you have got the letters A, R, V, E, S, and T. Stand up if you don't sit down. Have we got A, R, V, E, S, T? I think we have. Okay, what word does that weight make? I heard a little whisper of it. Starve. Fantastic. Do you want to make the word starve for us? S-T-A-R-V-E. R's over here. Fabulous. We're almost there. That's absolutely fine. Perfect. Well, there we have got the word starve. And we're also remembering those people in the world who are starving. Unfortunately, there are people in the world, but also people in our country. And even more local to us, there's people in Ashted who are starving. Okay, finally, but not least, our last word. Okay, so if you have got the letters H-A-R-E or S, can you stay standing? If I haven't called out your letter, do you want to sit down? So H-A-R-E and S. What word does that spell? Share. You're really good with your spelling today. Well done. We've got the word share. And we have got the responsibility to make sure that we are sharing. We got there with share? Fantastic. We've got the responsibility to make sure that we're sharing all that we have got. And today, as you are well aware, that it is our harvest service, and we're going to be sharing our gifts that soon we're going to be bringing forward to Epsom and Mule Food Bank. As I said, there's people locally in our own community who are going to bed, who are hungry. And it's our responsibility to make sure that those people are eating, because they are starving, and it's our responsibility to make sure that we're sharing. In the Bible, it says, we've got our slides up. It says, the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. And that's from Psalm chapter 24, verse 1. And it also says, remember to do good and to help others. Gifts like this pleases God. And that's from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Should we just give these guys a round of applause for their help? Thank you very much.
Joe, where are you? Tea's ready.
Here I am, Grandma. What's for tea today? I'm starving.
Your favourite, sprouts, cauliflower and broccoli casserole.
How kind of you, Grandma. But actually, I've got a bit of a stomachache, so perhaps I'll pass on tea.
What if I were joking about the sprouts and it was all really chicken and chips? And followed by chocolate fudge cake. Would your stomach cope with that?
Grandma, you're the best. Yes, please.
How about you saying grace, Jo?
What's grace, Grandma? I thought grace was a girl's name.
Grace is when we say a thank you prayer to the person who has provided us with all the food that we're about to eat.
Thank you, Grandma, for this lovely food.
Come on, Jo, be serious for a moment.
Okay, thank you, Tesco's, so much for my tea. Especially for the chocolate fudge cake. You make them really well. Oh, and by the way, please could you make the chips a bit thinner, because I prefer them that way, and...
Hold on, Jo. I think you're a bit confused. Who do you think provides all your food for you?
Tesco's, of course, Grandma. I go shopping with my mum there every week and we buy all the food together. I put all the things that I want in the trolley when mum's not looking, so when we get to the checkout, mum does have some surprises.
I'm sure she does. Jo, I think you and I need to do some thinking about this. Let's start with your chips. Do you know that chips are sliced up potatoes?
Oh, yes, Grandma.
And where do potatoes grow?
That's an easy question. I know that potatoes grow in the ground.
And what do they need to grow?
Soil, sun, and rain.
And who provides all of those?
God. Oh, Grandma, so God is really the one who has provided my chips. Thank you, God. I like chips.
And now what about your chicken?
We learnt at school the other day that chickens come out of eggs and hens lay eggs. So I suppose we thank the hens for the chickens. Thank you, Mrs. Hen.
No. Who made the hens?
God made the hens. Oh, I'm starting to understand, Grandma. God is the one who gives us our food. Thank you, God. I like chicken. But what about my chocolate fudge cake, Grandma? Next thing you'll be saying is that chocolate grows on trees.
Well, as a matter of fact, chocolate does grow on trees. As cocoa beans in hot countries.
Whoa, thank you, God, for chocolate trees. I like chocolate.
So do I, Joe. Isn't God good? He's the one who gives us all the things we need. And he has even given you a grandma to cook your tea. Would you like to say grace now?
Yes, Grandma. Dear God, thank you very much for my tea of chicken and chips and chocolate fudge cake. Thank you also for giving me a grandma to cook my tea. And please, God, can you breathe on my tea now and heat it up? Because while we have been talking, it has gone rather cold. Amen.
Thank you very much. Well, it's great that we're so thankful, so grateful for all of those things. But sometimes in our lives are good. Can I have some jazz hands? Can I have some jazz hands? Sometimes our life is really good, and it's really good that we've got loads and loads of things to be thankful. Sometimes in our lives are good. Can I have some thumbs up? Fabulous, good thumbs up. And we've got a few things that we want to say thank you to God. And sometimes our lives are really difficult. Can I have a thumbs down? And actually, when it's really difficult, sometimes it's really hard to think of things that are being thankful for. Because actually all we can think about is those difficult things. It's almost like a little bubble that comes over our heads, and all we can think about is those difficult things. And it's really hard to try and find those little things to be thankful for. Now, my friend, quite a few years ago, she was going through a really difficult time. She wasn't having a very good time at all. And I was looking out for her one day when I was at the church that we were attending. And I was like, where is my friend? And during the time that we were having some singing, that I found her and she was at the back. And I just looked at her and I was thinking, is she okay? Because she's come to church and this is a place that we should be really thankful when praising Jesus. But actually, with where she was in her life, actually, I don't think she really wanted to be praising Jesus, is what I was thinking. And when I saw her at the back of the church, she was there with her hands up high in the sky, and she was worshipping God, and she was praising him, saying, thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing in my life. And I could just see that the Holy Spirit was with her and helping her in her really difficult position that she was in, and that God is there. And in the Bible, we've got a Bible verse that should be coming up on the screen in a moment. And it says in the Bible, it says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And that's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 19. It says that we should rejoice always. So we should rejoice in the great times. Can I see your jazz hands again? Fabulous. We should rejoice in those good times, and we should rejoice in those really difficult times, and that we should pray continually. So we should pray in those great times, where's your dad's hands again? And we should pray in those good times, and we should pray in those really difficult times. And it says that we should give thanks in all circumstances. So do you think we should give thanks to God in our great times? Yeah, and we should give thanks in those good times, and we should give thanks to God in those really difficult times. For all of this, God, for all of this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Yesterday, I was in my home and I trod on some Lego. Now, for those of you who are parents or grandparents or have been around children, you know how painful that is. And I went, ow, that really hurt. And then in a split second, I was reminded that actually I should be thankful for that little bit of Lego that my son had left on the floor. Because I should be thankful that actually he has got toys to play with, that he has got a roof over his head and that he's got a place to go to bed. And there's some people who don't have those. And it's great that we'll be able to go and give these gifts or food, of those little basic things. But everything that we should do, we should always rejoice and we should always pray and we should always give thanks. And there's one person who's really, really important that we should be giving thanks for, and that is Jesus. Can any of you remember the sign for Jesus that we just did in our prayers? Can you remember it? This is sign language for Jesus. So you're pointing to the two holes in his hands where he would have died on the cross. And we need to be really thankful for all that Jesus has done for us. He died for us. He rose again for us. And he did all of that because he loves us. In a moment, we're going to be singing our final song. It's a song that's quite new to us here at St. Giles. And what I would like us to do is that Miku and the band are just going to be playing this song for us for the first little bit. And I would like you just to read those words. And then after a short period of time, Miku will invite us all to stand. And we're going to be rejoicing, we're going to be praying, and we're going to be giving thanks to Jesus for how amazing that he is. So we're just going to look at the words and listen to Miku for now.